Wisconsin Right to Life plans to push state officials to be among the first to reclassify a developing fetus as an unborn child for health insurance purposes. Susan Armacost is the legislative affairs director for Wisconsin Right to Life. She denies abortion opponents have an ulterior motive in supporting the change.
We just think that's so unfortunate that people are trying to make this into a pro-life, pro-choice debate when the real issue should be good prenatal care for women and their babies. And who can possibly oppose that?
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin opposes the change. Officials say they have long supported prenatal and other women's health care, but Legislative Director Paige Shipman believes the Bush administration is hoping to make inroads in the abortion debate with language that could make it easier to ban abortions.
This proposed policy is inflammatory and unnecessary. The administration's goal isn't increased access to health care. It's about an anti-choice effort to redefine child in such a way as to limit the rights of women.
Planned Parenthood and other organizations say there are other health care programs that provide prenatal care to poor women and that the feds can simply expand coverage through the Children's Health Insurance Program without reclassifying a fetus as an unborn child. Planned Parenthood is still deciding whether to oppose the extra federal money. Doing so could cost them ground in the abortion debate, but supporting the change could provide badly needed health care funds for pregnant women. Shipman says repeated studies have shown that many poor women in Wisconsin have inadequate prenatal care. Many don't know they're pregnant soon enough to stop smoking or drinking in order to protect their health and that of their developing baby. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.